From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. This just in, family of the missing Geraldine Jerry Nelson say the search for her has been called off. The 78-year-old Alaska Native woman went missing Sunday evening in the Lemon Creek area. She's a Juneau resident, but is originally from Angoon. All week, there has been a widespread search and rescue effort by family, community members, and law enforcement. Her grandson, Preston Nelson, posted on social media Friday afternoon saying that they have found her, but gave no other details. He thanked everyone for their help in searching for her. Alaska lawmakers have convened in special session with completion of a budget as the top priority. Special session began yesterday, one day after the regular session ended. Perhaps the biggest challenge in reaching a compromise will be deciding what size check to pay residents this year from the state's oil wealth fund, known as the Alaska Permanent Fund. The Senate, in the version of the budget it passed Wednesday, proposed a check estimated to be around $2,300. The House did not include a dividend amount in the version it passed. The Committee of House and Senate Negotiators has been set up to hash out the differences. About one in every 10 Alaskans were in a household that applied for a massive pandemic rent relief program earlier this year. A small army of nonprofit housing and tribal employees have been processing some 25,000 income-qualified applications to cover up to a year of rent and utilities. I filed this story about it.
The application period for the federally funded program closed in early March. Daniel Delfino directs the Planning and Program Development Department at the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, which is administering the program. They anticipated a lot of applications after a different relief program was swamped last year, so they built their paperwork and review process with speed in mind. Delfino says they even used stopwatch tests to gauge how quickly workers could process different versions of the paperwork. From the administrative side, that's worked out well. It's a little different from the applicant's perspective.
Well, it's a mix. So the folks that have received money, I think a large part are happy. The folks that are still waiting for money, it's no consolation to them that we're one of the fastest states in the country to get the money out the door if they can't pay their rent or their utility bill.
Of the applications that cleared the initial income and documentation hurdles, about 60% remain to be processed. That includes Carla Pineda.
It looks like it's a little slow, because I think I've been waiting for like 3 months already.
The single mom has come to Juneau seasonally for about 9 years, and last year made it her home year-round. She says getting this help will be a big deal for her. She's been able to make her rent by working for a company cleaning homes and as an on-call assistant aide at the Juneau Pioneer Home, but she can't really save money.
As you know, in Juneau, it's not that cheap. The rentals are expensive, especially if you want to live in a secure place, especially with the kids. It's not easy to find.
The bucket of federal cash is big, nearly a quarter of $1 billion. State housing officials think that's enough to pay rent for everyone eligible for a year. Here's a quick look at the numbers so far. In Juneau, AHFC says about $1.2 million has been paid out on behalf of almost 600 Juneau households. Statewide, about $26 million has been paid out so far on behalf of more than 10,000 households.
That's what's happening right now. We're trying to wipe out every past due balance that people have that they walked into the application queue with.
After overdue bills are taken care of, landlords and utility companies will start getting checks for 3 months at a time going forward, for up to a year.
I'm not anticipating a challenge exhausting that money. We received a massive response. It's, I believe, over 10% of our state are represented in the households that applied to this program, 78,000 and change.
And there's even more federal funding destined for the program that could extend the benefits to up to 18 months.
Right now, we're just trying to make sure that we get the first round of money out to the people who haven't received their first payment yet. That's our big priority. It's just making sure that we get through the queue first.
Money for the second phase is pending in the state operating budget bill.
The Rasmussen Foundation named Juneau writer Ernestine Hayes its 2021 Distinguished Artist today. As KTOO's Bridget Dowd reports, the achievement represents a lifetime of creative excellence and outstanding contribution to Alaska's arts and culture.
Emotions ran high as people gathered on Zoom for a virtual ceremony on Friday. Hayes was selected by a panel of Alaska artists and art experts who helped the foundation choose from a group of nominees each year. Hayes held back tears as she talked about being marginalized as a young girl in territorial Alaska.
This life pattern continued throughout my childhood, throughout my years in California, and throughout my life after I returned. I came to accept exclusion as a feature of my life pattern.
In her writing, Hayes explores the complexities of Indigenous identity. In one of her books, Blonde Indian, an Alaska Native memoir, Hayes shares her personal journey of feeling alienated from Alaska Native and Euro-American communities. She says the Rasmussen Foundation Award overwhelms her.
You have given me a gift that fulfills the deep need I've lived with since I was that marginalized little girl. I feel your acceptance. I feel accepted. Gunnarchish. Gunnarchish.
The Distinguished Artist Award includes a $40,000 prize, which Hayes says is much needed, as her home burned down 3 years ago. She says it's been a long, challenging time, full of unexpected costs and difficult decisions to repair the home.
I've now gone all in with all my savings, all my retirement, all my energy, and all the hope I could still muster. As you can imagine, I can't describe the relief that your generosity has brought to my worries.
The celebration featured a performance by Hune Lance Twitchell, a video by Pat Race, and remarks from Joy Harjo, the first Native American United States Poet Laureate. In the video, Hayes said any recognition she receives does not belong to her alone, but to Tlingit people. Rasmussen Foundation board member Adam Gibbons also spoke during the ceremony. He says Hayes is known for her modesty, but called her a living, breathing, storytelling treasure.
We are grateful for your challenging us, for causing us to question our values, for pushing us to know and consider our stories and our history.
The Rasmussen Foundation will also be announcing the 2021 recipients for individual artist awards, project awards, and fellowships in the next few months. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.
There are dozens of popular YouTube channels based in Alaska, many of them focused on touristy portrayals of the state's outdoors. But one of the state's most popular YouTubes has grown a following by showing the grittier side of Alaska's largest city. As Alaska Public Media's Lex Trinan reports, the YouTuber Nutty New is gaining followers around the world by offering a tour of Anchorage's urban landscape, from its eclectic strip malls to its crime-ridden alleys.
In the fall of 2020, New Jiang, the man behind Nutty New YouTube channel, posted a video unlike anything he posted before.
I'm going to talk about a very, very important thing about myself that I should have explained. Or I feel like I should have made this video a long, long time ago.
The 29-year-old has short black hair and is wearing a plain white t-shirt as he speaks directly into the camera to his 20,000-plus YouTube subscribers.
I want to say that I have Tourette's syndrome.
Tourette's is a neurological disorder characterized by nervous tics. For Jiang, who diagnosed himself over Google, it manifests as sporadic coughing and sticking his tongue out.
It really made like such a big difference. Like, it's just such a big thing to just get off my chest.
His admission has freed him to show more of himself during his videos. Jiang moved to Anchorage from California in the early 2000s, becoming a self-described troublemaker at Bartlett High, where he graduated from in 2010. On a whim, he posted a few dashcam videos from his motorcycle around 2015. Since then, his repertoire has grown to over 1,800 videos, garnering millions of views. For his day job, he makes videos of weddings and real estate showings, but also music videos of Hmong rappers. Much of his appeal comes from his up-close, genuine style in everything from food reviews.
Nutty New here, back again with another video, and today we're eating homemade moose food.
To a walkthrough of Bass Pro Shop to investigate an ammunition shortage.
This thing sold out fast. Because remember yesterday, all the 223 150 pack herders were all.
Two gonzo style bike tours around Anchorage's neighborhood, like Mountain View, where he grew up. He's not afraid to check out places some people would avoid.
I don't want to go anywhere where I might get caught up in a situation, so I gotta be very careful where I go. Let's go check out this alleyway, though.
As his audience has grown, he's learned some lessons about what comes from his frank, unedited style. In October, he posted a video of a man yelling loudly who approached him at a gas station with blood pouring from his face. The man's brother reached out later to explain the harm it caused to his brother, who was suffering from a mental illness at the time. They talked, and Song eventually decided to take the video down. But for the most part, he's not backing down from the raw portrayals.
A lot of people, you know, they want to show just strictly the good of Alaska, but I also want to show, hey, there are other things that's, like, not so great about Alaska, so.
He's posted a clip where he circles cop cars as they investigate a stabbing. He's filmed abandoned homeless camps. He seems fearless, talking to strangers, from grizzled men on the street corners to police officers. And mostly, it's clear he has affection for the town where he was raised, with all
this
of its quirks.
This is the cannabis store here. Cannabis! There's a sushi store there open.
Sushi store. It's such a small city, and it's just so diverse that you have to really explore it. And just once you explore it, man, you see the good of it. Yeah, there's so much good of it.
Sometimes, he says, Anchorage feels too small for him. But for now, he's enjoying scouring the alleys and parking lots of his hometown, looking for everything, good or bad. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.
And finally, quick look at local weather. Tonight, widespread rain showers, lows in the mid-40s. Saturday, widespread rain showers. And that is it for the KTOO News Update for Friday, May 21st, 2021. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.